This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has accused Ukraine of shooting down a military transport plane, killing 65 Ukrainian POWs aboard, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The defense ministry says Ukrainian forces shot down the plane, killing all 74 people aboard, including the prisoners of war who were to be swapped. Video of the crash posted on social media showed a plane falling from the sky in a snowy rural area and a massive ball of fire erupting where it apparently hit the ground. The Associated Press has not so far confirmed who was on board or other details on what brought the plane down. Throughout the war, Russia and Ukraine have traded conflicting accusations, and establishing the facts has often been difficult. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli vehicles and tanks around Gaza could be seen from southern Israel on Wednesday firing into the southern Gaza Strip. In their biggest operation in a month, Israeli tanks have pushed through to Khan Yunis, where hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are sheltering after leaving the north, the early focus of the war. Their main target appears to be the area around Khan Yunis' longstanding refugee camp, which includes the Nasser and Al-Amal hospitals. Two ships carrying U.S. military supplies said on Wednesday explosions nearby forced the cargo ships to turn around when they were transiting, accompanied by the U.S. Navy, a crucial strait between Yemen and the Horn of Africa. A spokesperson for Yemen's Houthis military forces said they fired ballistic missiles at several U.S. warships that were protecting two U.S. commercial vessels. Both commercial vessels were carrying cargo for the Department of Defense, Department of State, USAID, and other U.S. government agencies. The Houthis